When the University of British Columbia, UBC, and University of Victoria, UVic, began their joint expansion of two healthcare master's programs last September, the focus was on numbers. The province invested $15 million to lease, renovate, and equip space at UVic's Vancouver Island Technology Park, VITP, in Saanich, with another $9.1 million set aside for startup and operating costs. The new facility now houses 20 Master of Physical Therapy students and 8 Master of Science in Speech-Language Pathology students each year, with 56 currently enrolled in the programs. Oak Bay Gordon Head MLA Diana Gibson said the programs will have a direct impact on the region. "We're providing more students with the training they need to succeed in in-demand jobs in allied healthcare. This means more professionals will soon graduate with the skills to provide top-notch care to British Columbians," she said. Behind the numbers are students like Abby Goldschmidt and Maddie Naswell, who see the programs not just as training opportunities, but as a way to root their futures in their own communities. Goldschmidt, now in her second year of the Master of Physical Therapy program, grew up in Victoria and says the new cohort made her decision to apply an easy one. "It just made everything a lot easier," she said. "I'm already settled here, my family's here, my friends are here. I actually heard about the Victoria cohort from a friend of mine in Vancouver, and that was really the push for me to apply." The small cohort of 20 has made the program feel more personal, she added. "It feels like we're a group of friends with mentors who are helping us, rather than just being in university," she said. Goldschmidt has already completed a placement in Vernon, but she's eager to stay closer to home for her upcoming practicums. "As part of being in the Victoria cohort, we have to do 3 placements on Vancouver Island, so it's really nice to make connections here or at least somewhere on the island," she said. With more than 400 physiotherapist job openings forecast in the Vancouver Island and coastal region over the next decade, she says the future feels secure. "It feels like we're wanted," she said. "Physios in the community are always reaching out, saying, 'Please come learn about our clinic.' That feels really good as a student." For Naswell, one of 8 speech-language pathology students in Victoria, the program arrived at the perfect time. She grew up in the Comox Valley and was preparing to move to Vancouver for her studies when she learned about the new Saanich cohort. "I couldn't believe my eyes," Naswell said. "It just opened up here, and I couldn't have asked for anything better. I'm planning on staying on the island when I graduate, so this was perfect." The small group size has meant more one-on-one opportunities with equipment and mentors. "We have so much access to all of the technology, like the audiology lab and ultrasound. In Vancouver, they have to share, but we don't," Naswell said. She has already completed placements as far north as Whitehorse and as close as Comox Valley Hospital. With 140 job openings for speech-language pathologists expected in the Vancouver Island and coastal region over the next 10 years, Naswell says the program is giving her a clear path forward. "I think I'll probably end up back in the Comox Valley, maybe in a hospital, maybe in a school or private practice," she said. While Goldschmidt, Naswell, and their 56 other Saanich-based classmates train out of the VITP, 72 speech-language pathology students are stationed at UBC's Vancouver campus and 240 UBC physical therapy students train at sites in Vancouver, Surrey, and Prince George.